BerkeyWaterFilters.com. What is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us this morning. Got a great show planned for you. We're going to continue talking about homocysteine and the heart. We've been talking about cardiovascular nutritional strategies for cardiovascular health, ways that you can get off your cardiovascular drugs, ways to keep you off your cardiovascular drugs, ways to keep you away from the cardiologist's office for the last couple of weeks, last couple of months now. We've been talking about homocysteine for the last couple of weeks, homocysteine in the heart, all in the name of nutritional strategies for getting you off your cardiovascular meds. It's all about the cells, folks. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls today at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Angela at 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com. Check out the shopping cart. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and all the Youngevity products that you hear advertised on the program. You can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner on the homepage at brightsideben.com if you like, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products or the Youngevity business. So, it's all about the cells. And when a cell is missing vitamins, when a cell is missing nutrients, it's going to start to accumulate homocysteine, which will extrude into the circulation, where it can cause cells to clump up and the blood vessels to form nicks and cuts. These nicks and cuts will then accumulate calcium and cholesterol, and in combination with the clumping and clogging blood, this will cause the heart to work harder and ultimately cause stresses in the heart, which can lead to heart disease. When we talk about all disease being cell disease, I think it's important to recognize that a cell is doing lots of things, a lot of things, millions of things. In fact, a cell is doing many, many millions of things, and it's doing them all simultaneously, and it's doing all of these many millions of simultaneous things every second of its life. Now, this is absolutely mind-blowing to think about, and it's absolutely vital that we do think about it. And after we spend some time pondering this amazing nature of a cell, this somehow conscious, alive entity that is 1/100 the size of a head of a pin, in the case of a red blood cell at least, somehow this little entity is able to seamlessly choreograph the construction of millions of various molecules a second in, for the most part, a mistake-free fashion. This is one of the most clear, obvious evidences of the divine nature of life that could ever be possible. Nothing speaks to the truth of God than a plain old generic red blood cell. Albert Einstein said, "Anyone who becomes seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that there is a spirit manifest in the laws of the universe, a spirit vastly superior to that of man." And Albert Einstein could have been talking about the biological system as well as the universe. He could have been talking about a plain old generic red blood cell as well as he could have been talking about the entire universe. And here's where this becomes important, and here is it where this becomes relevant. Relevant to our health, relevant to our day-to-day lives. Because as amazing as this mistake-free nature of the countless millions upon millions of biochemical transactions that happen every second in a cell is, this exquisite biochemical choreography requires a specific template and structure. A lot of things have to go right. There are a lot of requirements for all of this to occur. The cell has to have the right shape, for example. The chemicals that the cell needs to perform its many duties have to be present in the correct amount. The amount of liquid in a cell must be controlled tightly. Waste products that build up as a normal course of the cell's life must be vented out adequately. And all of this has to occur within a covering, within a coating, within a coding that, if you will, must be structured to specifications that are at the molecule scale. A few molecules off or a few molecules missing or a few molecules out of place, and this shell can change shape, and then the entire function of that cell will change. A few molecules missing, and all of a sudden this cell does not have the same strength and doesn't have the same integrity. It's more prone towards early death. A few molecules off, and this shell now makes the cell look foreign to the body, and this activates the immune response. The net effect is breakdown. The net effect is degeneration, first at the level of the cell, and then at the level of the tissues and the organs that the cell makes up. But the tissues and the organs are the places where we, as the macro organism, notice the problem. The real problem is occurring at the tiniest levels, at the cell levels, and this is what I mean when I say all disease is cell disease. And the good news? The good news is, for the most part, we have control over the process. Cells are constantly being born. Cells are constantly dying. So that if there are cells that are somehow not able to perform their biochemical functions, their temporal lifespan, their day lifespan, week's lifespan, month's lifespan, sometimes year lifespan assures us that there will always be a fresh supply of potentially new and healthy cells. And that is good news. But it's only potentially good news, because as long as we're doing or not doing the same things, new cells are just as likely to be sick as old cells. But potentially, new cells can be healthy and strong and vital as long as we provide the raw materials and eliminate the poisons. This is such good news. This is the bright side, people. Through our choices, basically food choices, nutritional choices, oxygen, water, in addition to supporting the elimination of normal waste through movement and exhalation, we can transcend the degenerative process, and there is no drug and there's no doctor that can do this for us, but we can do this ourselves. In the case of homocysteine and cardiovascular health, the take-home message here is the clotting and the clogging and the stagnation of the circulatory system that follows the accumulation of this toxic product, homocysteine, is a direct result of nutritional deficiencies, especially the B vitamins, and especially vitamins B12, folic acid, and vitamin B6. You know what the real bottom line here is to everything we've been talking about in terms of heart disease? It's the bottom line, really, to all health crises, whether it's heart disease or whether it's hemorrhoids. It's the one thing that all health challenges have in common, whether it's something as tragic and horrific as cancer or something as mild and benign as a zit or a cold. From acne to arthritis to autoimmune diseases to diabetes, the bottom line to everything that we talk about on this program in terms of health challenges is stagnation and the slowing down of the circulatory system. This sluggishness of circulation is where nutrient and oxygen delivery and detoxification and the removal of wastes, cellular wastes and carbon dioxide, this is where it becomes compromised. Diseases are diseases of stagnation. It may be caused by poor food choices, poor nutrition, poor respiration, cells and cell structures that are growing in a disorganized fashion, but the real problem is stagnation and suffocation that ultimately leads to cell breakdown and cell death. Stagnation and suffocation leading to cell breakdown and cell death. And this is why I am so adamant about the failure of the medical model. Our poor health is a result of stagnation and then cell sickness and then cell death. And this is a world, this is a realm that medicine cannot participate in. This is our realm as individuals. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. The blood must be moving efficiently for the body to be healthy. Anything that induces stagnation induces disease. Stagnation is the enemy. And there's multiple ways that it shows up. We'll cover this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today, 866-582-9933. We'll be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity products, if you want to contribute to the conversation or if you have a success story, 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. You can check out the shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Healthy Start Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Janice or Angela or Marcy at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, so continuing on with this idea that all disease is based in stagnation. Stagnation means lack of nutrients, lack of oxygen delivery, lack of waste product removal, and ultimately that means cell death and the poor health of the cell. Now, where does that stagnation come from? Almost always it comes in through the digestive system. And this is why Hippocrates, back in the day, the father of medicine, said all disease begins in the gut. As we eat the wrong kinds of foods and as those wrong kinds of foods ultimately make their way into the circulatory system, the net result is a sluggishness and a clogging of the circulatory system. Digestive toxicity means stagnation. Food poisons and their responding immune complexes clog up the blood, clog up the lymph, and then blood sugar and insulin toxicity also mean stagnation. Sticky sugar complexes form and insulin-stimulated cells grow out of control in this helter-skelter fashion, and all of this leads to a clogging, a stagnation. Think of a polluted river. Think of a dammed-up river that's not flowing. Movements of fluids in the body mean oxygenation, and movement of fluids in the body mean a generation of electrical energy. The opposite is stagnation. Movement of fluids mean oxygenation, nutrient delivery, generation of electrical energy. Stagnation means a buildup of toxicity, nutritional deficiency, and a deficiency in electrical energy. And elevations in homocysteine mean stagnation. Homocysteine builds up when you're not getting your B vitamins, especially B6, B12, and folic acid. When homocysteine builds up, blood becomes sticky and cloggy. Blood cells begin to clot. Blood vessels become defective. Cholesterol deposits in these nicked up, cut up blood vessels. Calcium can deposit with the cholesterol. The solution to elevated homocysteine is simple, people. Get on the BTT. Get on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're eating lots and lots and lots of fresh vegetables, fresh fruits to a certain extent, fresh fish, fresh meats, especially organ meats. And because nitric oxide can be a protecting factor, maybe toss in a couple of grams or even a teaspoon or so of arginine a day. Arginine acts as a nitric oxide precursor. This is so important because it's a perfect demonstration of how irrelevant drugs and doctors can be when it comes to taking care of your heart, when it comes to taking care of your body in general, and you guys know this. Anybody who's on a prescription drug intuitively knows that this is wrong. There's nobody who enjoys taking a prescription drug. If you're on a prescription drug now, do this little experiment. Instead of swallowing your prescription drug with a glass of water, why don't you take your prescription drug, if it's a tablet, and chew on it and taste that prescription drug, or break open the capsule and suck out the little powder and see what it tastes like. It's going to taste like poison, and you're going to want to spit it out, and it's going to taste like poison because it is poison. Intuitively, we know that this doctor model, this medical model that we have been bamboozled with is not right. It's not correct. When it comes to homocysteine, there's not a single drug on the planet that can lower homocysteine levels. But there are three little vitamins that can do it. Lowering homocysteine does not require any interfacing with the medical model. Your doctor cannot help you lower homocysteine. There's no drugs that can do it. Well, actually, there is one drug that can do it. It's called Fulvic, and it's nothing more than those three little B vitamins, except at hundreds of times the cost. Let's talk about these little three B vitamin players in the homocysteine drama before we move on to our next item in our journey through the world of nutritional supplement alternatives to toxic medical treatments, whether they're drugs or surgeries. I want to start off with what is, in my opinion, the most interesting and fascinating of all the B vitamins, maybe the most interesting and fascinating of all the vitamins in general, and that's vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is the most potent vitamin. It's active in the smallest concentrations. Technically, vitamin B12 is called cobalamin, C-O-B-A-L-M-I-N. It's named after the element cobalt, which is found right smack dab in the middle the structure of vitamin B12. There's several different types of vitamin B12. The kind you'll find in most supplements is called cyanocobalamin, and that's converted into an active form, which is called methylcobalamin. And by the way, this conversion uses the same chemistry that's involved in the detoxification of homocysteine. So the body will convert nutritional supplemental B complex or B12 into, which is called cyanocobalamin, into something called methylcobalamin. There's a couple important things that stand out about vitamin B12. One involves the chemical structure, which is very interestingly very similar to the structure of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is a protein that's found in your red blood cells. It's responsible for oxygen delivery to tissues. Hemoglobin, which most people have heard of, is basically an oxygen magnet. And very interestingly, the chemical structure of vitamin B12 is almost exactly the same as the chemical structure of hemoglobin. There's a few slight modifications, but they're extremely, extremely similar. And that may be one of the reasons why cobalamin, vitamin B12, is such an important, such an amazing, really, energizing nutrient. Vitamin B12 deficiency, in addition to being associated with elevations in homocysteine, vitamin B12 deficiency is associated with anemia, which is a condition where you just don't feel like doing anything. There's also a subclinical state of B12 anemia. That is, you don't have to necessarily go to the doctor, you don't get sick, but you just feel tired and fatigued and lethargic. For decades, naturopaths and smart physicians have given their depressed and fatigued patients vitamin B12 shots with great success. Vitamin B12 absorption is pretty complicated, and it requires a lot of digestive chemistry. In fact, vitamin B12 absorption is more complicated than almost any other vitamin absorption. In fact, it is the most hard to absorb of all the vitamins. Deficiencies usually aren't about intake of vitamin B12 as much as they are around the absorption of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12, as I say, is the most active, the most potent of all the vitamins, and one of the ways the body protects itself from overactivity is by tightly controlling the absorption of vitamin B12. You don't need a lot of vitamin B12. Most people get plenty of the stuff. But because of the chemistry that's involved in getting the stuff into the blood through the digestive system, if you have any long-term chronic issues with digestion, you're looking at a very good likelihood of B12 deficiency. Fortunately, it takes a while to show up because the body stores a lot of vitamin B12. The body can store up to 10 years worth of this very important vitamin in the kidneys and in the liver and in the muscle. One of the real unique requirements about vitamin B12 involves a protein that's made in the stomach that is something that as we get older, we don't make enough of. And that's one of the reasons why older folks can suffer from vitamin B12 deficiency somewhat commonly. All right, we're coming back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Don't go away. We've got more good health information coming at you.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Benelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Our number 866-582-9933. Got a line open for you. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to learn more about the longevity products that we talk about here on the program, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima or Marcy at 866-735-2470. You can also go to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. Somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you want to make a little money selling longevity products. You can also get all the products you hear us talk about on the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. We got articles and videos that explain some of the ideas that we talk about here, what I call the Bright Side Philosophy. All right, I want to continue talking about vitamin B12. There's a little protein that's made in the digestive system in the stomach, actually, and it has a really important role to play in vitamin B12 absorption. As we get older, or if there are any stomach problems, literally problems with the stomach, if you've had bariatric surgery, if you have gastritis, there are certain autoimmune diseases that can destroy the stomach's ability to make this very important protein. If you're deficient, you're going to run into B12 deficiencies. We will talk about that tomorrow, and we'll continue talking about the other B vitamins that are involved in cardiovascular health. I want to get to the phones. Got a bunch of folks waiting to talk to us at 866-582-9933. Let's go to Texas and talk to Ashton. What's up, Ashton?
Hello. I'm actually in Santa Cruz, but that's quite okay. All right.
Okay.
My question for you is, I have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
And several years ago, I was prescribed metformin.
Okay.
Which I understood was for type 2 diabetes.
Right. How interesting is that?
I do not have. Yes. Very interesting.
Right. Isn't that interesting?
Okay. So my main
PCOS is very easy to deal with. And it's tragically easy to deal with, because a lot of people have PCOS and don't know how to take care of it, and their doctors are just as blind as they are, and that's why they're giving you the metformin, by the way. See, you're saying, well, gosh, I don't have diabetes. Why am I getting a type 2 diabetes drug for polycystic ovarian syndrome? Well, the reason you're getting a diabetes drug like metformin, which is really a nasty, nasty drug, the reason they're giving you the metformin is because you do actually have diabetes. But it's not called diabetes. It's called insulin resistance. And that comes from your insulin, hormone insulin, being secreted over and over and over and over and over and over again. Eventually, your cells start to tune out to it. And that means that your pancreas will make more insulin, because your pancreas does not like it when it's not being listened to. So insulin levels rise, and you get a little bit of insulin effects, and then eventually your cells stop listening to insulin again, and insulin levels rise. This is called insulin resistance, or insulin resistance syndrome. One of the reasons why, and by the way, for the listeners, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, is simply a term that refers to a lot of cysts, polycystic, being made in the ovary. When cysts are made in the ovary, your estrogen levels will rise, a woman's estrogen levels will rise, and her male hormone levels will rise as well. The ovarian cysts produce testosterone, the ovarian cysts produce estrogen, and that means high levels of both male hormone and female hormone. But this is all secondary to elevations in insulin. And that's why you're getting the drug metformin. They're hoping to make your body more sensitive to insulin, so your insulin levels will drop. But you can do it yourself. You don't need metformin. And guess what? You are pre-diabetic, ma'am, and you're on the road to diabetes. PCOS is like a pre-diabetic condition. So the three main things that you want to look at with polycystic ovarian syndrome are, number one, elevations in insulin. Number two, and these are secondary, number two and three are secondary, they follow elevations in insulin, are elevations in male hormone and elevations in female hormone. And as you probably know, Ashton, the symptoms of polycystic ovarian syndrome involve all the symptoms that are associated with elevations in estrogen, problems with your period, fibroids, cysts, moodiness, PMS symptoms, and then you'll have problems with your male hormones, meaning acne, oily skin, hair on the back or hair on the face, what other problems associated with testosterone, elevations in testosterone, possibly anger or emotional issues as well. So the PCOS syndrome involves elevations in estrogen, symptoms associated with those, and symptoms associated with elevations in testosterone, male hormone, secondary following problems with insulin. So instead of metformin, let's treat this as an insulin and blood sugar issue, which is primarily associated with the foods you are eating. Elevations in insulin and elevations in blood sugar are not drug or medical conditions. They are food conditions. They are dietary conditions. They are choice conditions. And all you have to do, ma'am, is change the way you eat. Correct your digestive habits. Make better lifestyle choices around the foods you're eating. So number one, treat this as a pre-diabetic condition. get off of the breads, the pastas, the oatmeal, the grains, the corn, the potatoes, the sweets, the fruits, the fruit juices, all the foods that spike your blood sugar. All right? Does this sound familiar to you at all, by the way, ma'am?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So number one, restrict your intake, or ideally zero tolerance for intake of anything that's going to spike your insulin, fast-absorbing sugary foods. And just listen to the archives, because I talk about it almost every day, the kind of foods you want to avoid. Don't try to use willpower. The best way to wean yourself off of these kinds of foods is to up your intake of protein and up your intake of essential fatty acids. Omega-3s especially, but both essential fatty acids. I would be getting on the ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. Find a good source of powder protein and try to get yourself at least 60 or 80 or even 100 grams of protein a day. Do it in divided doses. If you get yourself to the gym and do weight-bearing exercises, things that help you build muscle, it will improve your body's utilization of protein. It will also help your body handle sugar and insulin. So treat it as a pre-diabetic condition, number one, and that is by making better food choices, upping your protein, upping your essential fatty acids, and then try to get in as many insulin metabolizing vitamins and minerals as possible. And there's a whole slew of them. There's a product called Sweeties from Youngevity, which is chromium and vanadium. It's tremendous for helping lower blood sugar. Get yourself on the B complex. Get on the BTT. You're especially looking for vitamins B1 and B3, which are very important for helping the body handle sugar. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you'll get other nutrients with it. Try and sip on the BTT all day long. But you're especially looking for the B complex, and super especially for vitamin B1, thiamine, and vitamin B3, niacin. The minerals magnesium and zinc are also very important. Magnesium is especially important for your periods, for helping. Actually, magnesium is a woman's most important mineral, because you lose magnesium every month, and when you have your period, you lose magnesium in the blood. Magnesium is important for relaxation. Magnesium is important for stabilizing the mood. Magnesium is important for helping you make serotonin, which is happy hormone. Magnesium is important for estrogen metabolism. And then there's zinc. Zinc is important for all hormonal conditions, and in your case, you get the bonus of zinc being very important for blood sugar control as well. I'll continue when we come back from break. So hang tight, Ash, and there's a couple more things I want to tell you. 866-582-9933 is our number, folks. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or you want to review anything you've heard, you can go to the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll also find shopping cart up there with the longevity products. You'll find articles and videos that talk about the Bright Side philosophy. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or the longevity business, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Marcy or Janice at 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable. They know all about the longevity products and the longevity business. Okay, our number 866-582-9933. Got a line open for you. We're talking to Ashton in Texas. Ashton, do we still have Ashton? Hello?
Yes,
Ashton?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey. Okay, so you want to treat your PCOS, and this is for everybody out there who's got polycystic ovarian syndrome. You want to treat it primarily as an insulin resistance syndrome, as the beginnings of diabetes, pre-diabetes, and the best way to handle that is by making better food choices. You can also use supplements to help your body handle sugar a little bit more effectively. Chromium and vanadium, which you'll find in the sweeties, are very important. All the B complex is important, but especially vitamin B1 and B3. Get on the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and sip it all day long. Increase your protein. Get yourself to around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight. I'm not going to ask you how much you weigh, but you can do the math on your own. Anywhere from 60 to 100 grams of protein is a nice place to be. Powdered protein, egg protein. If you can handle whey, that's the best powder you can. The best powder you can do. But there's other ones as well. But do it in divided doses. If you take too much protein all at once, that can actually raise your blood sugar, as we talked about a couple of days ago. And try to do your protein after you work out. Your body is much better able to handle not just protein, but all nutrients after it's been stressed a little bit. And by working out, I'm talking about weight-bearing exercises. Aerobic exercise is good, and it's important to get that heart rate up, and you should be doing aerobic exercises. But in terms of blood sugar control, and in terms of your body utilizing nutrition, nothing beats weight-bearing exercises, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can just get a couple of dumbbells, and there's a whole bunch of exercises you can do with 10-pound dumbbells or 5-pound dumbbells. The minerals magnesium and zinc are especially important because both of them not only are involved in sugar control, but they're both also involved in hormonal health, and especially magnesium for women, as I said before the break, because you lose magnesium when you bleed, and magnesium can have a nice mellowing out effect, which sometimes can be helpful if you're dealing with PCOS symptoms. About 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of magnesium is a good place to be, and around 15 milligrams, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day is a good place to be. Now, here's the thing about female hormone issues, whether it's PCOS or problems with estrogen or whatever, problems with your period. Female hormone issues oftentimes involve fat absorption. If you're dealing with problems with fat absorption, and there's a good chance that you are, you may have a liver issue, you may have a gallbladder issue, whatever it is, if you're dealing with fat malabsorption, that's not only going to compromise your ability to get fats in your body, essential fatty acids especially, but it's also going to compromise your ability to get minerals into your body. So you got to make sure that your fat metabolizing, fat absorption system is working as it should be. There's a couple things you want to know about that. First of all, maybe take a couple of teaspoons, or a couple of tablespoons, I should say, of flaxseed oil or Udo's blend, some kind of liquid oil, and see how you feel. If you feel bloated or you feel discomfort, that's a good diagnostic tool for you. That will let you know that there's a very good chance that you're not absorbing or somehow not utilizing your fats. If you take your oil and you feel bloated, you feel discomfort, you feel nauseous, you burp up some of that oil, get yourself on some digestive enzymes. Make sure that your digestive enzymes feature lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E. Your ultimate enzymes from Youngevity have lipase in there. Get on a really good probiotic supplement. In fact, you should be getting on a probiotic supplement no matter what. That's one of the basics that everybody needs. Look for 80 to 100 billion units a day, and then look for a product that has multiple strains. And that's not only if you have fat malabsorption issues. That's just to take, because they're important for a whole bunch of reasons, in addition to being especially important for your hormonal health. Then you're going to want to take fatty vitamins as well. Vitamin A is especially important for the female reproductive system, actually for male reproduction too, but especially for the female reproductive system and reproductive hormones. I'd be taking 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day. You may also find that 400 international units a day of vitamin E is helpful. And it wouldn't hurt you to get some sun if you're out there in Santa Cruz. I know it's not always sunny, so maybe get on a couple thousand IU of vitamin D3, but try to get out in the sun if you have a sunny day out there. Maybe spend 15 minutes a day in the sun, depending on how much sun your skin will tolerate. It's very important for vitamin D, real vitamin D. Supplemental vitamin D is just kind of a next best sort of way of getting vitamin D into your system, but that can also be helpful for PCOS and for hormonal health issues. So you got a whole bunch of stuff to work on there, Ashton. Most importantly, stabilize your blood sugar. Second most important, work on the fat absorption system. Make sure you're getting your fatty nutrients, up your protein, get to the gym. And if you do everything I said in the last 10 minutes or so, you should start to notice a difference within one cycle. And within a couple cycles, you'll notice a significant difference. Thanks so much for calling. From Santa Cruz, Ashton, and I'd appreciate it if you stay in touch and we can fine-tune that program for you. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go to, let's go to Texas and talk to Ron. What's up, Ron?
Okay, speaking to you for about 4 months, and I've taken aboard all sorts of nutrients that you've recommended. What I'm finding is I'm gradually tuning out the various problems. Is that I'm left with some dizziness. I'm 78 years old, and it's just a little bit of dizziness, mostly in the morning, and that's what the problem is. I'm taking care of all the rest.
Do you notice that your dizziness is worse when you move quickly, like you stand up quickly from a sitting position or get up quickly from a laying down position?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a sign that there's something going on in the adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are involved with opening and closing blood vessels, and when blood vessels don't open and close quickly enough or don't adjust quickly enough as you move, one of the things that can happen is you can feel a little dizzy or woozy. I'd be treating that, Ron, as an adrenal issue. Now, here's the thing about the adrenal glands. you very rarely have, unless you have some kind of tumor going on in there, it's very rare that you'll have only adrenal issues. The adrenal issues show up typically after blood sugar issues have been going on for a while and after digestive issues have been going on for a while as well. So I would continue to focus on the digestive system and the blood sugar system. Those are still primal. But then we want to, once we've done, in addition to doing that, you're going to want to work directly with the adrenal glands. And here's a couple strategies for you. And this is true for anybody who's thinking that they may have adrenal issues. By the way, there's a great book called Adrenal Fatigue. And I'm wheeling over here to my library to find the author of this book, if I can find it. You know, I can't find it now that I want it. But it's called Adrenal Fatigue, and it's a great book on adrenal health issues. Tomorrow I'll get you the name of the author of the book, Adrenal Fatigue. But it's a very helpful book for anybody who's got adrenal problems. So you want to focus on the adrenal glands. A couple things you can do for that. Number one, most important for adrenal health is breathing. Oxygen, lack of oxygen is interpreted by the adrenal glands as an emergency condition. It will immediately change blood pressure conditions in order to get more oxygen to the tissue. So by opening, by deep breathing, you can open up blood vessels and help stabilize any kind of adrenal-induced hypertension or adrenal-induced blood pressure issues. Deep breathing techniques, that is powerful inhalation, getting oxygen into your system, and powerful exhalation, blowing off carbon dioxide. That's the simplest and easiest thing you can do to improve adrenal health. The next thing you want to do to improve adrenal health is the B complex. Get on lots of it. The B complex is water soluble, so you can't just take it in the morning and expect to have adequate amounts of the B complex in your system all day long. The best way to do the B complex is to sip on your BTT throughout the day. The adrenal glands use more vitamin C than any other system in the body. If you have any adrenal issues and you're not supplementing with high amounts of vitamin C, there's a very good possibility that you can become deficient, and that will mess up adrenal health as well. I'd be taking around 5,000 milligrams or so a day of vitamin C. Do it in divided doses. A couple other things important for the adrenal glands, zinc and magnesium. Essential fatty acids are also important. And you know what else? Vitamin B12 is also important. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Ron, so you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side. Thanks so much, folks. Got to move on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.